EU Army, Common European Defence Union needed, says Chief von der Leyen. By Kurt Zindelka on March 11, 2025. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said a common European defence union will be necessary to deter Russia in light of the Trump administration's demand that the bloc pay for its own defence. In a speech before the European Parliament in Strasbourg on Monday, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that illusions are being shattered about continuing to rely on the United States for Europe's defence. After the end of the Cold War, some believed that Russia could be integrated in Europe's economic and security architecture, while others hoped that we could rely indefinitely on America's full protection. And so, we lowered our guard, she admitted. It is time to build a European defense union that ensures peace on our continent through unity and strength. This is Europe's moment. And Europe will rise to it, von der Leyen added. The former German defense minister, who has been accused of presiding over the decimation of the Bundeswehr armed forces, said that Russia is outpacing all of Europe combined in terms of military spending. Von der Leyen said that collectively, EU states currently spend less than the 2% of GDP baseline requirement for the NATO alliance and that they must look to increase to over 3%. She said that the bulk of new investments can only come from member states. And thus, Brussels put forward plans to allow 800 billion euros in new spending from member states through loans and national debt without facing penalties for breaking EU fiscal restrictions. Europe is called to take greater charge of its own defense. Not in some distant future but already today. Not with incremental steps but with the courage that the situation requires. We need a surge in European defense. And we need it now, she said. While some nations have responded to President Trump's call to increase their defense spending, with Poland, Estonia, and Lithuania committing to spending 5% of GDP on their militaries, it remains to be seen if other major powers will follow suit. Incoming German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has called for the parliament to amend a constitution to lift the debt brake limit to finance around 500 billion euros in fresh defense spending. Although Merz has secured an agreement with his likely coalition partners, the leftist Social Democrats, he faces opposition in the Bundestag, with the Greens potentially holding veto power over the incoming government. Meanwhile, in France, President Emmanuel Macron has called for a massive rearmament and reindustrialization of the country to manufacture weapons and other military assets. However, it is unclear how Macron intends to pay for such a project, given that he has already committed to not increasing taxes to fund the new defense spending measures. Macron, like von der Leyen, has been a chief advocate for the formation of an EU army given that France, being the lone nuclear-armed member of the European Union, would likely play a key leadership role. The prospect of actually convincing member states to coalesce around a bloc-wide standing force likely remains distant. Yet, significant hurdles, such as different weapons standards among European nations and the lack of a common language or defined leadership hierarchy, stand in the way of the globalist project. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.